All right, we are now joined by the driver of the number 11 JGR Toyota, Denny Hamlin. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We'll start with Tim, then we'll make our way to the right side of the room with Bob, and then move on back.
Denny, Tim Calfama, Motor Racing Network. Racing here at Pocono Raceway, what are some of the challenges as a former winner here, multiple-time winner here at Pocono, racing at this track?
It's typically strategy. I mean, that's one of the biggest, you know, factors of kind of where you're going to end up finishing. Of course, you got to be fast. You have to qualify really well. But then it comes down to strategy. And so many races, you know, have been won by, you know, teams that you get that caution or you pit right before the caution. You can flip the field. And then, you know, once you get the clean air here, you can really kind of take off. So it just seems like strategy is the only thing that is like one of the things as a driver you just can't really control that you hope goes your way.
Go to Bob next.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. How much have you looked into like Christopher Bell's car, how it worked, and do you have any concerns as far as the safety of the car going forward, or do you think like, hey, if the worst thing is a broken wrist, that's an okay result?
I mean, truthfully, I haven't looked at it at all. I haven't dived into it at all. You know, obviously that was a super massive hit and a very awkward, you know, kind of position where, you know, he doesn't probably have very much time to change his posture or prepare for it either because it happened so quick. So, he got out of the car. It seemed like other than his wrist, he felt okay. I feel like we made some good strides in the safety department because certainly, you know, before they started cutting on the chassis and starting to make it weaker like we wanted in the beginning, that would have been a very, very tough impact to the body itself.
Stand the right side of the room.
Mason Smith with the Pocono Record. Denny, one of the auto parts drivers I talked to earlier today, they talked about how relaxed your driving style is and how it helps you succeed at Pocono. Do you think that relaxed driving style is kind of what has helped you succeed at the Triangle?
I mean, sort of. I mean, I think just generally at this racetrack, when I came here for the first time, it suited my driving style. I always raced low horsepower, late models that you had to keep momentum up. And this is just a momentum-based racetrack that you got to keep minimum speeds up. It's about having really fast drive on the exit of the corner, and this track rewards that type of style. So I think that really has been, the key to the success here. And then, you know, being with Joe Gibbs Racing, when I came here back in 06, you know, they had some really good stuff going on with their cars, you know, some development that Tony Stewart found in 2005 that, I was able to, you know, latch on to. So it really was just good timing on my part and a track that really suits my style.
We'll go to Davey on the far right, then in the back with Zach, and then we'll make our way to the front of the room.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Denny, for all the things that you've accomplished in your Cup career, you've never won 3 points-paying races in a row. I saw a stat this week that everybody in the top 10 on the all-time wins list has done that besides you so far. What would that mean to you to accomplish that this week and do it at a place like this?
Yeah, it would be. It's one of our best shots. I mean, certainly there's been other times where we've won 2 and then the third racetrack is, one we don't feel quite as confident in. But here, certainly we think we have a great opportunity. It certainly would be something special to me something that we haven't accomplished in my career. I didn't know that all the other top 10 guys had. So it's certainly something that has been very tough to achieve.
Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. To that point, Denny, have you ever felt as confident coming to the racetrack on a weekly basis as you do right now? Because obviously every week it seems like a bad week for you guys is finishing outside the top 5. You've had good runs and like good stretches previously, but have you ever felt as strong coming to the racetrack as you do right now?
Not really. Not really. This is certainly the peak of that. There's been other times where we've had a lot of success over a stretch like you're talking about, but you know, not as dominating, even though I don't know that we've really dominated the last few weeks. Like when we've needed to, we could. And that's been the difference this time around versus previous. So no, not really. I feel very confident in the way that I'm approaching each racetrack, the way that I need to get speed out of the cars, what I need out of them in traffic, all those things. I feel pretty dialed in with that right now.
We'll take a few more. We'll start with the front of the left, and then we'll come up right with Steven.
Zach Grady, WBRE. As you talk about being confident coming to the track every week, how do you prepare? What are the challenges in preparation as you go from Nashville to Michigan to the dynamic track that is Great American Raceway, and then next week, especially in San Diego, it's just so different than what you're preparing for this week?
You know, the process is truthfully the same. It really doesn't change track to track. It does change for San Diego. Since I haven't been there before, obviously the process starts a little bit sooner. You need more laps, more reps at a track like San Diego versus, you know, somewhere like here at Pocono. So I don't really treat it in any differently. You know, my advantage right now is just simply is that the laps that I've got at all these tracks, and any of these tracks that I've been successful at or had wins or run really strong, I know what that feel is. And so I just go in there and I try to replicate that feel over and over and over. So it's truthfully been easy when we're coming to these racetracks where I've had success or had wins. It's tracks like San Diego where I don't know what the right feel is. I don't know where I'm at on the racetrack. That's where the challenge really comes in. But all the other tracks, it's pretty easy at this point, knowing what I need out of the car. Not easy to get the result. The process is not easy, but it's certainly easy to know what I need.
Go ahead, Steven.
Steven Stump, Frontiers.com. Denny, you're now 51 points behind Tyler. This weekend, how much would you be thinking about points, if you are at all, in trying to close that gap since we have two road street courses coming up after this?
I mean, yes and no. I think that I don't know that we found ourselves really racing him at any point of this season, like looking at points or anything like that. You know, yeah, we're within shouting distance now, but I still don't think we're going to change our approach. Like, we're going to try, I would imagine, when it comes to strategy, things like that, just do whatever it takes to win the race. And so that will close the gap, surely. So I think if we can keep doing that, then, you know, play a little damage control when we go to the next couple of tracks, then, you know, we put ourselves in a position to maybe make a run at it later.
I only have time for two quick more. We'll do a one in the center and then a one up front.
Hi, Denny. Ryan from Five Lug Racing. Denny, I watched you sweep here your rookie season, and yet 22 years later, you're seemingly on top of your game. You're a competitor through and through. And since the wave of the checkers at Phoenix last year, the off season that you had personally to deal with, how much have you been able to compartmentalize that into this year's campaign? And is it fueling what you're able to produce out there now, a little extra motivation for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of motivating factors. You know, certainly right now, some of it is knowing that, all right, I've only got a couple more shots at this racetrack, you know, to win here. And, you know, where they're typically my best opportunities to win, you know, you only got two more shots or one more shot at that. So that is the super high motivating factor. Another one is the fast cars that I'm driving right now, knowing that this is a window of opportunity to get the wins that I hope to accomplish in my career. That is a factor. And, you know, just, you know, outside the racetrack, yeah, I mean, things are going good for once. Like, you know, nothing's crazy going on. And, you know, mom's moved into her new house this week, so things are good there. And just there's a lot of positive juju going on And so it's all just compounding, and it's just raising my my confidence each time I go to the racetrack.
We'll wrap up here in the front.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Denny, 2 weeks is when the second in-season challenge starts. The points are going to be, the bracket's going to be locked in after the race on Sunday. Any thoughts about, is there an excitement, looking forward to that, kind of the way there was last year and everything?
Yeah, and, I think they're going by points this year, right, versus a three race? Yeah. Yeah, so I like that a lot better, obviously, for simplicity reasons. I don't know kind of who's in that group, but really it was the racetracks last year. It was just so tough. Atlanta kind of wiped out really all the favorites right there in the first week, which you would expect that with a road course or with a super speedway. And we still got that in there, but it's not the first race. So it's something that I would like to go further than the first round this year. That was Ty Dillon. Took it to me the first week last time.
All right, Denny, appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
All right.